Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshua, Perek Kaf Dalid, the final Perek of Sefer Yeshua. A quick recap of what we learned yesterday in Perek Kaf Gimel. Yeshua had gathered the entire Klal Yisrael together in order to prepare them for his death, and he had told them, reminded them that there were still unconquered nations living in Eretz Yisrael. He encouraged Klal Yisrael to remain strong and not become enticed by these unconquered nations, and that they should not assimilate with them. Yeshua impresses upon Klal Yisrael to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with sincerity and wholeheartedness, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu done so much good for Klal Yisrael, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of doing the opposite. In Perek Kaf Dalid, Yehoshua continues to prepare Klal Yisrael for his death. He relates the history of Klal Yisrael, starting with Terach Avi Avraham, Terach the father of Avraham, and continues telling them about the miracles all the way through Mitzrayim and all the battles that they had fought coming into the land. Klal Yisrael pledges allegiance together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yehoshua reminds them that Hashem will not forgive them for serving Avodah Zarah. The Perek ends with Yehoshua leaving this world. Elazar HaKohen also passes away, and the bones of Yosef are brought for burial in Shechem. So this Perek is a continuation of Yehoshua's farewell address. In Pasuk Aleph we hear, Vayesof Yehoshua es kol shivtei Yisrael Shechema. And Yehoshua now gathers all of the shivtei Yisrael to Shechem. This is a change of location from where the part one of the farewell address had taken place. And I want to understand for a moment perhaps why it was so important that Yehoshua relocated the people to Shechem for this final address. Yes, we've discussed in the past that Shechem was a fantastic location. It's so central. We said how it sits between two mountains. It's on the middle of the road to the Derech Avos, the road that goes through the center of Eretz Yisrael. And it also lies at a very important crossroad that goes east-west across the land. But there has to be a deeper message why Yehoshua chose this location to be his final message to Klal Yisrael. And perhaps the city itself is the answer. I want to take a very brief run through to some of the events that took place in Shechem. And again, to try and understand what Yehoshua's thinking was that this final gathering should be in this location. Shechem is such an intriguing city. Chazal tell us in Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, that Makom Muchzman Lepronios. Shechem was a difficult place, almost set up for tragedy, because it was in Shechem Inu Es Dina that the story with Dina took place. It's in Beshechem Machru Echav Es Yosef, that Shechem, that Yosef's brothers sell him, and Beshechem Nechlaka Malchus Beis David, and that it's in Shechem that ultimately the Malchus Beis David, Klal Yisrael, is going to be divided into the north and south kingdom. Shechem is a complex place, a place of separation, a place where Yosef is torn away from his family, a place where the kingdom is split. But it is also the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu first appeared to Avraham Avinu in Eretz Yisrael, promising him that his children would inherit this land. Vayavar Avram ba'aretz, and Avram had passed through the land ad makom Shechem, until he got to Shechem, ad Elon Moreh, until Elon Moreh, which can be understood as this tree. Vahakanani az ba'aretz, and this was at a time the Canaanites were still in the land. Vayar Hashem el Avram, and Hashem had appeared to Avram there. Vayomer, and he said to him, lezaracha eten es ha'aretz hazos, I promise you, I am giving your children this land. And there Avraham Avinu builds an altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, Avraham Avinu lays the foundations there of Masa Avos Siman Labanim. He connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, davening for his children. This land is a land that is dependent on both pure service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no Avodah Zarah, but it's a land that is based on commitment. Every Jew, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh Bazeh, that every single Jew is responsible for one another, that we live with a beautiful level of Achdus and Ava. We already see this Masa Avos Siman Abanim happening when Yaakov, in the story when Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Vayetze, we all know the story of the 12 stones becoming one stone, and how it was Yaakov turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and begging him, please, just let me return Shalim, just allow me to return home whole. As one, says Mefarshim, whole b'mamon, and but whole in ruchnius, whole with the family that are all over the Hashem. And years later, in Bereshis Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yudches, Vayavu Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem, Yaakov comes home whole to the city of Shechem. because Shechem is a city that represents Shlemus, the ability to have completeness, to have complete unity. But we know it's also in Shechem where Yosef is sent by his father. Vayomer lo lech na re'eh shlom achecha. Yaakov tells Yosef, go and find out and seek the wholeness, the unity with your brothers. Vahashivinu davar, and bring me back a report. Vayishlachehu me'emek chevron, he sent him from Chevron. Vayavo shchema, and it's to Shechem that Yosef is going to come to seek this unity. Vayimtsa'ehu ish, and he finds there a man. Vihine toa basad, and he's wandering around the field. Vayisha'ehu ha'ish, and the man says to him, Smalach says to him, Lemar mata vakish, what is it that you are seeking, Yosef? Vayomer, and Yosef says, Azachai anochi mavakish, I am seeking brotherhood, I am seeking relationship, I am seeking shlemus with my brothers. Where are they? And the Malach turns around and says to him, Vayomer ha'ish nas'u mizeh, they've journeyed away from here, they've departed from this. The shalom that you're seeking between you and your brothers no longer exists. Shechem is a place of such unity, but it is a place of such period, of such disunity. When Klal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, we know that one of their first stops, perhaps even on that very first day we've discussed in earlier Prakim, was to Har Gerizim and Har Eval, the two mountains on either side of Shechem. And here, they are going to commit not only to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis explains, that it's over here that they can make a commitment to live up to the highest standard of being Adam L'Chaveiro, of being Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, being truly responsible for each other's actions. So Shechem is a place of deep commitment to Jewish unity. But there was another act of Yaakov Avinu that took place in Shechem. Right after the story in Shechem with Dina and Shimon and Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov to get up and move from there to go to Beis El. But before he does that, Yaakov Avinu turns around and says to his family, Vayoma Yaakov al Beiso, he says to his family, Veskol Asher Itmo, and all those who are with him, Es Elohei HaNechar Asher Besochechem, get Hasiru Es Elohei HaNechar Asher Besochechem. You must get rid of all of these idols, of these foreign gods that are in your midst. And two pasukim later, Vayitnu el Yaakov, and they give to Yaakov, Eskol Elohei HaNechar, all of these foreign gods, Asher B'yadam, that they still had in their hands, left over from the house of Lavan, we know. Vayitmon Osam Yaakov Tachas Ha'ila, and Yaakov buries them under a tree, Asher Im Shechem, that is there in Shechem. It's under a tree in Shechem that Yaakov removes the last traces of the home of the idolatrous Lavan, and his family is purified and now ready fully to settle in Eretz Yisrael. Shechem represents a place of commitment to unity of Am Yisrael, despite the fracturing of the family that took place there, but it Shechem also represents a commitment to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. And perhaps that's why the Navi Tzfania and Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes later tells us, Ki az ehefoch elamim safa brura likra kulam b'shem Hashem la'avdo shchem echad. Because then, at some point in the future, I will make the people pure of speech, so that they all together may call out to Hashem, that there will be achdus amongst them together, and that together, la'avdo, they will fully serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechem Echad, and here we have the use of the word Shechem, perhaps a hint to the city of Shechem being a place where ultimately Klal Yisrael will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one, fully committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we can understand, as Radak says on Pasuk Aleph in our Perek Kaf Dalet, why Yehoshua chose to have this final speech, this final message done in Shechem. It's at this spot, says Radak, that Yehoshua gathers Am Yisrael, because this is what the final message Yehoshua wants to leave Klal Yisrael with. Get rid of any avodah zarah, absolute commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and total achdus as one nation. Pasuk Aleph continues, Vayikra lezikne Yisrael l'roshei l'shoftov l'shotrov v'yisyatzu v'u lifnei ha'elokim. And Yehoshua gathered all the tribes of Eretz Yisrael. He called for the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers. And they stood lifnei ha'elokim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Radak Rav David Kimchi says on this pasuk, Nir'eh sheheviu aron ha'elokim sham. It would appear that they had even brought the aron of Hashem here from Shiloh, kedei lechoros habris lifnei ha'aron, in order that this final message, this final moment of commitment, should take place in front of the aron. So we have both the location Shechem with a message, and also the aron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with its message of commitment. Yehoshua, from Pasuk Beis onwards, begins to take Klal Yisrael on a journey with words that we are so familiar with from Seder night. Vayomer Yehoshua kol ha'am, kamar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'ever hana'ar yoshvu avoseichem, your family started out, be'ever hana'ar, me'tarach avi Avraham, it was with Tarach avi Avraham va'avi Nachar, v'ya'avdu Elohim acherim. He takes us all the way back to the story of Tarach, the father of Avraham and Nachar, who served other gods. They were pagan. This is so similar. Mitzchila over the Avodah Zarah. In the beginning, our ancestors started out as over the Avodah Zarah. Pasagimel, ve'ekachas avichem es Avraham me'eva hanar. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took your father, me'eva hanar, ve'aloch osu b'chol eretz kanan, I brought him through the entire land, ve'arbeth zaro, and I increased his offspring, ve'eten lo es Yitzchak, and I gave him Yitzchak. Says the Abar Benel, look at the language in these next few pasukim. It is so personal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael not just facts about what happens, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to hear how each and every one of us is being taken on a journey. Each and every Jew standing there at that moment, and in fact, Nevuah Shehutzrocha L'Doris Nechtava, these words are meant to be part, in our neshamas, we're meant to hear these words also, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A message of love, I've taken every single one of you and have taken you on a journey. Look who you have become as a result of what I have done for you. Pasuk Dalet, va'eten liYitzchak es Yaakov es Esav, and I gave Yitzchak Yaakov and Esav, va'eten liEsav es Har Seir, laResh es Osar, and I gave Esav this Mount Seir, and that was what was to become his possession. V'Yaakov avon of Yardu Mitzrayim, but Yaakov and his children, they were sent down to Mitzrayim. And now Pasuk Hey continues. These are no longer lines that we say in the Haggadah. Va'eshlach es Moshe ves Aaron va'egof es Mitzrayim kasher asisi. And I sent Moshe and Aaron, and the plagues happened in Mitzrayim, and I was with them. Va'achar hotzeisi eschem, and then I brought you out from there. Pasuk Vav va'otzi es avoseichem in Mitzrayim va'tavo hayama va'yirdufu Mitzrayim acharei avoseichem berechav of Farshas Yamsuf. And I brought your fathers out of Mitzrayim, and you came to the Yamsuf, and the Mitzrayim were chasing after you with chariots and horsemen all the way to the Yamsuf. Vayizaku el Hashem, and they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem heard them. Vayasa mi'afal mi'beinechem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this darkness between you and the Mitzrayim, and then ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu crossed you over the Yamsuf, and you dwelt in Mitzrayim. Sorry, you dwelt in the Midbar, Yamim Rabim, for many, many days. And Yehoshua reminds them in the next few pesukim, Ches, Tesyud, of all the nisim that took place to Am Yisrael through their journey in the Midbar, and all of the battles that were fought me'ever ha'yardin, on the other side of the Yardin, and the incidences with Bilam and Balak, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued to save us. And in Pasuk Yud Aleph, reminds us of things that had happened more recently. V'ta'avuas ha'yardin, and Klal Yisrael, you crossed the Yardin, v'tavo, and Hashem brought you el Yericho, to Yericho, v'yelachamu b'chem, and Hashem fought for you, ba'alei Yericho, ha'amori, v'ha'priti, v'ha'kanani, v'ha'chiti, v'ha'gashi, v'ha'chivi, v'ha'yavusi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought for you, getting rid of all of these Canaanite nations, v'aten osam b'yedchem, and He delivered them all into your hands. Pasuk Yud Gimel, va'atein lachem eretz asher lo yagata ba va'arim asher lo v'nisem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Am Yisrael, I gifted you. I gifted you with a land that already had houses in it, a land that already had vineyards, a land that already had olive groves. Asher lo nata'atem atem. You do not have to plant them, says this me'am lo eiz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for 40 years while the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, the Canaanite nations were busy building up this land. For whom? For us, so that when Am Yisrael would cross into the land, it would be a land that already had homes, that already had vineyards, so that Klal Yisrael would be freed up once they had divided up the land to sit and learn Torah. And now, Pasuk Yudalid, Yehoshua shifts gears, and he says, Va'ata, now Yeru es Hashem, you must fear Hashem, ve'ivdu oso, and you must serve Him, betamim uve'emes, with sincerity and with truth. V'hasiru es Elohim asher avdu avoseichem be'eva hanar. You must make sure that you are completely rid of all of the avodah zarahs that your ancestors, that Terach started out with, over Mitzrayim. And you must make sure you are also rid of any residue avodah zarah that came out with you from Mitzrayim, because you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with sincerity. And in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Yehoshua tells him, make a choice. V'imra be'enichem la'avodas Hashem. If it feels like it's something bad for you to serve Hashem, bachru lachem hayom. Make a choice today. Esa avdon, who are you serving? Im es Elohim asha avdu avosechem, asha me'ever hana'ar, v'im es Eloheha amori asha atem yoshem ba'aretz. Are you going to choose the gods that your ancestors, Terach, served? Or are you perhaps going to choose to serve the avodah zarah that still remain in the land of Canaan with the Amori? I know what I'm going to do, says Yehoshua in this parak. V'anochi uveisi na'avodas Hashem. Myself and my family, we will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the people respond in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Vayomer, and they said, Chalila lanu me'azovas Hashem la'avod Elohim acherim. Far be it from us to forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve gods of others, serve avodah zarah. We know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, Kal Yisrael say in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Esa Oses HaGadolus HaEla. We know about all the unbelievable Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, V'yishmoreinu b'chal haderech asher halachnu bo, and all of the, how He guarded us and took care of us on this all of our journey until today. And how in Pasuk Yud Ches, He drove out from this land all of the Canaanite nations that live there. Na'avod as Hashem ki hu Eloheinu. We will serve Hashem, for He is our God. And then in Yud Tes, Yehoshua almost teases them and says, Lo sochlu la'avod as Hashem. You're not really going to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Elohim Kadoshim hu. He's a very holy God. Kalkanahu. He's a jealous God. Lo yisa lefish echem o lachatos echem. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. But then Yehoshua continues and tells them, as hard as it is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not exactly like the opposite is a good idea. Kisa azvu es Hashem, because if you do abandon Hashem va'avadatem Elohei Nechar, and you choose to serve foreign gods, v'shav, v'hara lachem, v'kila eschem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn away from you and do evil and destroy you, acharei asher heitiv lachem, after all the good that He has done for you. And again in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Am Yisrael turn around and they say, Vayomer ha'am el Yehoshua. Klal Yisrael responds and says, Lo, no, ki es Hashem na'avod. We are opting in. We want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, these next few Pesukim are going to sound so similar to the Kabbalah Satorah that happens at Har Sinai, where Klal Yisrael ki ishachad b'lev echad accepted the Torah. And here again, we tell Yehoshua, no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu we want to serve. And there's going to be one more time that Klal Yisrael is going to make this commitment in Jewish history. And that's the Kimu V'Kiblu, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, after the Purim story. That even then, when they no longer had the Nisim and they no longer saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu open in front of them, once again there, they recommitted to fully, totally serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Pasuk Kaf Beis, Vayomer Yehoshua el Ha'am. Yehoshua turns around to the people and he says, Eidem atem bachem, you yourselves are witnesses, ki atem bachartem lachem es Hashem, that you chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'avodo, so to serve Him. Vayomu, and the people turn around and they respond, Eidem, we are witnesses. And once again in Pasuk Kaf Gimel, Yehoshua reminds Am Yisrael, using the exact words that Yaakov Avinu had used when telling his family to remove the last traces of avodah zarah, va'ata hasiru es Elohei hanechar sheber kirbachem. Now remove any last avodah zarah that still exists amongst you. And the Alshech HaKadosh here says Yehoshua did not suspect that at that moment Klal Yisrael really had avodah zarah with them. Rather, he was saying to them that there are still traces of avodah zarah that you're holding on to. When you crossed the Yam Suf and HaKadosh Baruch Hu washed out the bodies of the Mitzrayim and you were able to take the gold and the silver that was on them, that gold and silver had motifs on them that had connections to avodah zarah. And at this point now, even that needs to be gotten rid of. You need to totally rid yourself of any trace of avodah zarah. And Pasuk Kaf Dalet, Vayomru Ha'am El Yehoshua, the people turn around and they say to Yehoshua, Hashem Elokeinu Na'avot. We are fully committed to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'kolo Nishma, and it's to His voice that we will listen. Vayichros Yehoshua Bris La'am Bayom Hahu, and Yehoshua now writes, makes His covenant on that day, Vayasem Lechuk U'Mishpat B'Shechem. The Bris is over now. Yehoshua writes it all down. And in Pasuk Kafav, Vayichtov Yehoshua Sadavarim Ha'ila B'Sefer Toras Elokim. He writes it down in the book of Toras Elokim. And Rashi there discusses using a discussion in Maseches Makos Perek Dafyud Aleph Amud Aleph, how two Amoraim argue exactly what it means by this word Toras Elokim. What is it that Yehoshua that we're referring to over here? And one Amora says that this is a reference to the last few words of the Torah that Yehoshua had written from after Moshe's death. And the other Amora says, no, this Toras Elokim rather is a reference to the Pesukim about the Ari Miklat that were an exact copy of the Pesukim in the Torah. Vayikach Evan Gedola, and now Yehoshua takes a great stone, Vayikimeha Sham Tachas Ha'ela, and he sets it up under this Ela. Rashi says, in one of his opinions, what is this Ela? What is this tree? Shekosuv Bayakov, this is the same tree that was written about with Yaakov, Vayitmon Osam Yaakov Tachas Ha'ela. We come back again to that same tree where Yaakov had his family bury all the Avodah Zarah. It's now going to be under this very same tree that Yehoshua sets up this huge stone. And the Pasuk calls it a Mikdash Hashem. This is the Mikdash of Hashem. And again, what exactly does this mean? Mitzudas and the Radak says, because we of course know that the actual Mikdash was in Shiloh and not in Shechem. So what is this? Rather, this area, this moment became known as the Mikdash Hashem because the Aron had been brought here for the ceremony. Pasuk Kafdalid Vayoma Yehoshua Kol Ha'am. Yehoshua turned around and says to the people, Hinei Ha'evan Hazos, this stone, Tiyeh Bonu Le'eda, it shall be as a witness for us. Ki Hi Shama, because it has heard, of course, Chazal say that this is figuratively, it's called Imrei Hashem, or the words of Hashem, Asher Diber Imon, that he has spoken with us, Vayasachet, Vahaysa Bachem Le'eda, and it shall be for you as a witness, Pen Techachashun Be'elokechem, lest you ever come to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Malbim Yehoshua did at this moment just as Moshe had done. Moshe had taken the Luchos HaBris, which was the sim and the sign of our connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and had placed it in the Aron. And here too Yehoshua takes this Sefer and places it within this rock, which was set up as a monument, as a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And these were the final words of Yehoshua. In Pasuk Kafches, Vayishlach Yehoshua es ha'am ish lenachalaso. Yehoshua now sends the people away, everyone back to his inheritance. Pasuk Kaftes, Vayiachar hadavarim ha'ele, and it was after these things, Vayomos Yehoshua bin Nun, Eved Hashem ben Mea ve'eser shanim. Yehoshua, and we're given here his full title, Yehoshua bin Nun, who was the Eved Hashem, passes away at 110 years old. Says the Ramban on Shmos, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, when talking about this name Bin Nun, which we know is a slightly unusual way of saying his name, we are told that Yikru'ulo Bin Nun, he was called Bin Nun, Klomar, as if to tell us Hanavon. It's a connection to the word Navon, Bina, tremendous wisdom, Ki Ein Navon V'Chacham Kamohu, because there was no one as wise and as understanding like Yehoshua was. This expression, Bin Nun, is a tremendous, tremendous compliment, says Rashi, to Yehoshua. And here it is so beautiful to note that Yehoshua, who started off in the beginning of Perek Aleph, we're told that he was the Masharis Moshe. He was the moon to Moshe Rabbeinu's son. He was the man who'd spent a lifetime absorbing the rays of Moshe Rabbeinu, and had now shone those rays, the moon rays, onto Am Yisrael, guiding them and teaching them. But now he too, on his death, is called, just like Moshe, his Rebbe, was called an Eved Hashem. He too earns this title of Yehoshua bin Nun, Eved Hashem, the perfect servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next pasuk, though, already redirects us in pasuk Lamed. Vayikberu oso bigvul nachalaso b'simnas sarach, and Bnei Yisrael bury him at the edge of his portion, which we know is in Simnas Sarach, asher b'har Ephraim, which is in Har Ephraim, mitzafo nahar Ga'ash, which is the north of a Har Ga'ash. Says Chazal, Rashi Radak, there is no Har Ga'ash. There is no such place called Har Ga'ash. What is this a reference to? And Ga'ash, we know, means an earthquake. And we are already being given a hint to what's to come in the future. If you open up Sefer Megillas Rus, rather, we know it begins with the words Vayhi Bimei Shvot HaShoftim, and it was in the days the judges judged. And we know this is a reference to a very, very bumpy, difficult period that Am Yisrael was going through during the period of Shoftim. And Rus Rabba tells us, why was this period so bumpy? Why did Klal Yisrael go through such a difficult period in this period of Bimei Shvot HaShoftim? And it is because, says the Medrash, Chazarnu al kol mikra. We went through the entire Torah v'lo matzino makom sheshmo ga'ash. We never found a place that's called ga'ash. Mahu har ga'ash. What does it mean then, this place har ga'ash? Rather, what happens is al yedei shenit ga'ashu Yisrael me'asos gemilas chesed liyoshua. It is a reference to the fact that Klal Yisrael did not do the ultimate chesed with Yehoshua. Why? When it came time to bury Yehoshua, at that moment, Be'ostashah nechlaka Eret Yisrael, the land had just been divided. V'haysa chaluka chaviva aleihem yoter midai. And they were so involved and invested in enjoying this new inheritance. V'hayu Yisrael oskim b'malachtan ze osik b'sadehu, ze osik b'karmo, v'ze osik b'zeisav. Each one was busy enjoying his new land, his fields, his vineyards, that they actually didn't give the proper kavod to Yehoshua. This great tzaddik, this great leader Yehoshua, did not receive the proper kavod, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu already set in place that a period called the Shoftim, a bumpy, turbulent, earthquake-like period, lay ahead of Klal Yisrael. But the Pesukim do reassure us in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vaya'avod Yisrael as Hashem kol yimei Yehoshua, but during the entire lifetime of Yehoshua, v'chol yimei ha-zakenim asha'arichu yamim acharei Yehoshua, and through the period of the Zakenim who came after Yehoshua, Klal Yisrael continued to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do what was right. The Perek ends in Pasuk Lamed Gimel with the death and burial of Elazar ben Aaron, who had led Am Yisrael all these years with Yehoshua. That Elazar ben Aaron mace vayik baru also begive us Pinchas beno asher nitin lo bahar Ephraim. But I actually want to end by jumping back to one pasuk before that, pasuk lamed beis. In pasuk lamed beis, we are told as atzmos Yosef and the bones of Yosef asher lu bnei Yisrael mitzrayim, that bnei Yisrael had brought up from Mitzrayim. Moshe began the job by bringing them out of Mitzrayim, and bnei Yisrael continued and concluded the job, burying them karu b'shechem b'chalkas asada asher kona Yaakov meis bnei Chamor Avishachem. They now bury, not necessarily at this point, but we are told of this happening now at this point at the conclusion of Sefer Yoshua, that they buried the bones of Yosef in the piece of land that Yaakov had bought from Chamor, the father of Shechem, B'mea Keshita, from Mea Keshita, and this was in part of the Nachala of the children of Yosef. Why does Sefer Yoshua choose to end with this piece of information? As we said, it's likely that Yosef was buried far earlier. What is the message over here? And perhaps the answer is found in the very, very detailed words in the pasuk. Avi Shechem b'mea Keshita. We're reminded of the sale of Yaakov buying the land for 100 Keshita. And Bereishis Rabbah 79:7 tells us, Amar Rabbi Yudin Bar Siman, Ze echad mishlosha makomos. This is one of the three places. She'ein ha'umos ha'olam yecholin lahonos es Yisrael lomar gzulim hin b'yedchem, that the nations of the world should be able to turn around to Klal Yisrael and say, you know, you stole this from our hands. You stole this land. There are three places we know that we bought. One of them is Ma'aret Machpelah. One of them is Beis HaMikdash, the Makam HaMikdash that David buys. And one of them is Kuvraso Shel Yosef, this patch of land where Yosef was buried on. And perhaps Sefer Yehoshua ends with this final message, that we have spent all these past prakim learning about, detailing Klal Yisrael's acquisition of a land, and this final pasuk is a message that Klal Yisrael, yes, this land truly does belong to us. Thank you for journeying together with me through this beautiful, beautiful sefer. I know I gain so much from learning it together with everyone. We crossed the Yardin, we entered the land with Yehoshua, we saw multiple nisim in the conquering of the lands, we learned how to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as individuals, and we witnessed that Nevuah Shehutzrucha L'Doris Nechtava. We saw how the lessons in this Sefer are really messages for us today. And we daven that soon too, we should as a nation once more cross the Yardin, enter Eret Yisrael again with nisim, and return home. Thank you for learning Sefer Yehoshua together with me. Sefer Yehoshua is dedicated by Nina and Chaim Schenke, in memory of our dear grandmothers, Miriam Schenke, Rachel Freeman, Teresa Schreiber, and Bella Oppenheimer, Elena Shalom. Neshot Chayil, who live with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Hasadim, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they face living in the United States, Israel, Europe. May their example continue to inspire families and the family of Klal Yisrael. I wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful day.